With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On the first day of his second term in office, President Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. That order would upend more than 125 years of understanding of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. This coming spring, justices will hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid political controversies and tensions as the Gaza peace plan unfolds, Israel's National Security Services operation, known as Magen Avraham Dome, serves as an example of interfaith cooperation serving all religions. Tori Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association here in America, says MDA ambulance services in Israel are unique because of their caring staff.
I think the best way to describe them is mission-oriented. And inside the organization, you find people of all faiths. You find the Jewish faith there. You find people of secular. You find Christians working and Muslims working, Druze, Bedouins, all working side by side for the same mission, and that's to really help people.
In addition to his leadership of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller also serves on the board of directors of American Friends of MDA. President Trump's advisors and Ukrainian officials say they may meet or will meet for a third day of talks later today in making progress on finding agreement to security framework for post-war Ukraine. Two sides also offered the sober assessment that any real progress will need to come from Russia as well. This is SRN News. A new poll charts America's reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it reveals that nearly one-third of adults took some kind of action in the wake of Kirk's murder. Barna says, quote, amongst those who did act, spiritual responses dominated. 18% reported taking a spiritual action, while just 5% took a political action. Another 6% said they had taken both. The poll also finds that those most affected by Kirk's death are the youngest Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government's accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria has been on the State Department's list before, but President Biden lifted the designation 2 years ago in what observers saw was a way to improve ties. This is SRN News. An NCAA-backed effort to reshape college sport regulations has hit a bit of a wall in Congress.
House Republicans' plans to vote on a bill regulating college sports has been scrapped due to divisions within their caucus. There are bipartisan concerns over the influence that the SCORE Act would give the NCAA and its most powerful programs. The bill seemed to be on track for passage, but now sees its chances of passage at all in its current form dwindling. The NCAA and Division I conferences portray the legislation as codifying the rules created by the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit settlement that allows college players to be paid, providing clarity that supporters say is long needed. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump this week announcing plans to weaken strict gas mileage requirements for automakers set under former President Biden. The Trump administration said the previous rules were the reason new vehicles are so expensive. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.